Okay, guys.
You just blew me out the water, Kathy Lou. I saw that. That's what happens.
Maybe more.
We have a quorum in the room. Should we?
All in favor say.
Okay, guys. Here we go. Call you back to order. The only item that is left on our agenda is the motion that was laid on the table regarding the selection of the chairman. I'd like to ask for clarification from Jonathan before we do that, if you don't mind. John, there was some talk about proceeding with a vote on vice chair. Can you remind us what that entails again?
Well, I mean, it's possible one would have to lay on the table voting for chair in order to vote for vice chair. Typically, one doesn't make successive motions to lay on the table unless you do something in between, like continue to make progress on the first thing and then lay it on the table. But I suppose you could. But, you know, I don't know that there, frankly, that there'd be 8 votes to lay, like, you know, voting on chair on the table to do vice chair, but you can do it.
Okay. If I remember correctly, your advice earlier this evening was not to do that.
Yeah, I mean, generally one doesn't do that because, you know, typically you work down, you know, from, or, you know, in an assembly, president, vice president, et cetera, because if someone's not president, then they wish to be vice president, et cetera. So it usually makes sense to start with a chair.
And an individual, if I remember what you said earlier this evening, an individual who might want to be considered for vice chair might opt in or out depending upon which way the chairmanship vote goes.
And that could go too.
Okay. Jim, did you have a comment?
well, it's sort of a comment and then preceded by a motion. What my goal is here is to adjourn this meeting to the next regularly scheduled legislature meeting to conduct, again, the election of the chair and the vice chair. And, Jonathan, is that correctly stated?
Yeah, it's correctly stated. I think, though, that if we're going to adjourn the meeting, we may want to do the executive session first. Because otherwise, we'd be in adjournment and couldn't do it.
Oh, right.
But I would challenge that motion simply because earlier this evening, Dooley moved to lay on the table till later in this meeting. That was the specific time that you stated.
After regular business, I assumed right. Executive session was part of regular business.
Well, we can't. I guess we could come back, but there is a motion that was made earlier tonight for tonight to lay on the table the decision or the vote on the chairmanship. So I think that your motion would be out of order, Jim,
so
to adjourn this meeting. Mike, do you have a comment or not?
I have a question for our attorney. If this were to happen, if it were to be postponed to the next meeting, who serves as chair or temporary chair in the meanwhile?
In my opinion, that you've elected Frank Proto as temporary chair, and he'd continue until a chair is elected.
Which could be 2013.
Wait, Jim, let me go around this way. Martha first, then Pam.
I think Dooley's motion, we moved to late
to lay the other motion on the table, the election on the table, it is not, if I'm correct, it's not now on the table until somebody moves to remove it from the table.
It is on the table, but it has to be removed from the table.
Right. In order to be discussing it, somebody has to remove it, and we have to vote on that. But which means, I think, that another motion could come in. I think the point is we should. The discussion is, Jim's proposal is that we discuss this when we have our full legislature here. This is such a critical issue. It's not like, you know, and Carol Chalk is out of town. I mean, I think that's the idea.
Pam?
Yes, I'd like to move that we lift the motion from the table to consider.
Is there a second? Seconded by Dave. There's a motion that's been moved and seconded to lift from the table. Can that be discussed, Jonathan?
No.
Well, a point of order.
But
then.
I do think there is the point of order with regard to whether we should do the executive
what
session.
What the regular business is.
Before, and I do think, and maybe it wasn't understood at the time that the regular business would include the executive session, which I do think is a good idea, because that way we can make sure that business gets done.
Is that what you were
going
to suggest?
That's what I contemplated,
okay.
Yes.
Would you consider postponing your motion?
Absolutely.
And Dave, the seconder? Okay.
I'll put that on the table, too.
Oh, don't do that.
No.
Okay, then we'll go into executive session. Jim, you got a quick one? Or were you going to move to go into executive
session? Yeah, I will do that.
Okay.
I'll move to go to executive session.
Okay, no, Peter?
Second.
Are you seconding the move?
Yeah.
Don't we have to say why?
Labor negotiations.
Labor negotiations and
potential litigation.
Yeah.
Is there a second to Jim's motion to go into executive session? Seconded by Dooley. Peter, you had a question.
No, I just want to make an argument against that. We have people here who are waiting to see what happens with the elections, and I don't see why we should be doing the executive session. They have to leave, they have to sit outside, and then they come back again. I don't know why we don't just try to conclude our business. It just seems to be more friendly to the press and the people that have come to watch us vote on this.
We have to vote on whether to go into executive
right,
session.
Right, exactly.
If you don't want to go into executive session, you can vote
no.
Yeah. Is that what you were going to say, Jim?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Sure.
Is there any other discussion regarding executive session, regarding the motion? All those in favor of going into executive session for the stated purpose, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, the motion to go into executive session fails. Martha.
So, if we adjourn the meeting in the sense of recess it, in order to continue the discussion, continue the prior business at the next legislative meeting, does that mean we can't go into executive session?
Yeah, if the meeting's adjourned, it's adjourned.
Adjourned.
That was my point, which is okay. I mean, if that's what the legislature decides, that's what it decides. But when we're adjourned, we're adjourned.
Okay, we can bring a motion to go into executive session back. However, let me give others a chance to. Pam, you had your hand up.
Well, I'll wait in for the discussion to go on.
Okay. Brian?
Can I just ask staff, is the material for executive session time sensitive?
Yeah. Yeah,
one in particular is, yes.
Yep. Martha?
And I would point out that our staff have been waiting. Several members of our staff have been waiting for that conversation. So.
Jim?
Yeah, I was going to mention staff and the fact that hell, we've only been here 2.5 hours. So, you know, I don't know why anyone should worry about who's sitting in the back of the room. We should just do the executive session and then move on to the other things.
Leslie.
I'd like to move that we go into executive session for the purposes of negotiation and possible litigation.
Is there a second? Seconded by Jim. Let's try this again. All those in favor of going into executive session, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. Any opposed? Four. Motion to go into executive session passes. Joe, can you make a best guess as to how long we might be? Half hour?
If that. Less. I would think less than a half hour.
Okay. We got to give the folks a chance to close down here, right? Okay. We're going to go into executive session in 15 seconds. Are we ready? Who are you? Oh, Pam? Where is she? You know, Jim, the one drawback to standing up here, and there's only one. I mean, besides, you and I can actually do eyeball to eyeball and the hand signals.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You
know
that?
It really is.
It's tough to get it. From occasionally, I like a cup of coffee, in case you hadn't noticed. It's very tough to get a cup of coffee.
It cuts down on things you can do.
Okay. Oh, good. Here's Pam. We're back in session, and Pam had made a motion to lift from the table, and it was seconded by Dave, and we decided to put that aside until the executive session took place. Do we need to reintroduce
I think she withdrew it, so perhaps you could call on Pam and she can move it again.
Okay. Pam, you're moving to lift from the table the motion that was laid on the table. David?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of lifting from the table the motion regarding the vote on, or regarding the discussion on chairman of the board. Please.
Clarification, I'm unclear. What's
it's the election. Right?
The election of the chairman
the election.
Of the board.
If this passes, you would go ahead and vote again.
Yes.
If this passes, we'd go ahead and vote again. Okay.
That's right.
And if I'd like to move to adjourn, I'd vote no then, eventually, right?
Eventually, you would do that.
Okay. I'm going to vote no then. Okay, gotcha.
Right. You got it?
Thank you, yes.
All right.
Yes.
All those in favor of lifting from the table, please raise your hand.
Aye.
Sorry.
6, 7, 8, 9. 9. All those opposed? 5. The motion is lifted from the table, 9-5. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, since the two names that were nominated, Jonathan, I don't think we have to reintroduce the names, do we?
No.
Okay. Comment?
I forgot. I usually, at a certain point in this meeting...
Kathy, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I usually nominate Leslin for chair of the legislature, and I forgot to do it with all the excitement at the beginning. Is it too late to introduce another nominee for chair?
You would have to introduce a motion to reopen the nominations.
Don't look so happy, Leslin.
Kathy?
Yes.
So are you going to do that?
After seeing her shake her head and smile, I get the feeling I'd get the same response that I often get, which is, I won't say here.
No.
So I'm not going to do that.
Okay. There is no motion to reopen the nominations. Okay. The two individuals that have been put forward as candidates for chairmanship are Martha Robertson and Michael Lane. Are we ready to just vote and proceed? Okay. This is just be a show of hands again, the way we did it before. All those in favor of Martha Robertson, please raise your hand. Seven. All those in favor of Mike Lane, please raise your hand. It's tied at 7-7. Is this appropriate to do another vote, or are you interested in another vote?
Yeah.
Jim?
I'm going to move to adjourn this meeting until the next regularly scheduled county ledge meeting.
Whenever that is. Yeah. This. Okay.
Could I explain that?
Let's get a second for that first. Okay, seconded by Will. Now,
just to be clear, that if a motion passes to adjourn this meeting to that time, if that passes at that time, the legislature would continue exactly where we are now. It wouldn't start that other meeting. It would continue exactly where we are now. In other words, with the vote.
No pledge of allegiance.
So what's another option?
I'm just asking.
No, I'm just saying that is what happens when a meeting is adjourned. Because business is not complete. When you reconvene, you start out exactly where you were. I just want everybody to understand the effect of the motion.
Comment?
It's my understanding, when I made the motion, that it was the January 3rd meeting that would be resumed on the date of January 17th. Right. There would be the first meeting, then close, second, open.
You're moving to adjourn to the next regularly scheduled meeting of the legislature.
Right.
That's what I thought I heard you say.
Okay. To that time.
At that time.
Okay. And it's been seconded. Discussion. Peter?
I guess I'm not willing to... I will not vote for this motion at the moment. It seems to me that I asked the question before, what happens if we're deadlocked? And the answer I got was that we keep voting until we somehow break the deadlock. And I said, well, up until 2 o'clock in the morning, and the person said, well, yeah, I mean, any time, of course, you can adjourn if you really feel that you've done it a lot. Well, I don't think two times is enough, okay? I think that we owe it to the public to show that, in fact, we have tried. And my guess is that nothing will change, but I would be more comfortable having a dozen ballots under our shoulder before we make that decision that we are hopelessly deadlocked. Okay. So that's why I'll vote against it at this point. At some point, of course, I would vote for it, assuming that nothing's going to change.
So is 12 your number?
What? 12 year number.
I don't know. How about
we're number four now.
Wait.
In rapid succession.
Kathy was next, and then you pass. Jim. Jim.
Is that me? I'm not confused. I don't think anything is going to change. And the other part of it is there are only 14 of us here. And I think everyone on the legislature should get an opportunity to vote who their leader is going to be in the 2012 year. And there are 14 of us, and there's one missing. And I think that she needs an opportunity to cast a ballot also. And that's why I'm proposing what I propose.
Okay, Pam, then Pat.
Well, I think that Carol Chalk is an intelligent woman and that she knew perfectly well when she made her plans to go away this week that it included a meeting where we were electing a leadership. So I don't think it's our responsibility to determine what the responsibility of our colleagues are. So I do not buy that idea at all.
Pat?
Well,
I'm not willing to sit here through 120 votes. 120 is higher than my number, I'll tell you that. But I do, well, somebody said earlier in the meeting, I think, that there had been 120 or 130 votes.
The record is 134, I think.
Okay. I wasn't referring to Peter's 12. I'm talking about that other number. But I also do agree with Peter that we should continue for some count, some period of time at the moment. So I've forgotten where that leaves me in terms of the motion. I'm going to have to hear the motion again, I think. But I also think that even if we were to wait for the next time, to me, the issue of whether or not Carol is here is not particularly relevant simply because any one of us might be absent. And somebody could be absent at the next meeting. There's no guarantee that we're going to have 15 people there. So that's another reason I would support continuing with a vote tonight for some reasonable period of time, which is probably right around Peter's number.
Well, Pat, Nathan has already established that Peter's number is 12. Mm-hmm. Didn't I hear you say that, Nate?
I was simply repeating what he said. I didn't say I agreed with it.
I would actually prefer a lower number. I do think that we, I know we're all tired and I know it's late, but this is a really big issue and it's one that I think we're giving very due consideration to, despite a little bit of hilarity at this point. And I do think that it serves our constituents well if we continue to try to find a way to resolve this. Maybe for me, it would be around 5 or 6 votes probably. And then if we can't resolve it, then I would be willing to go ahead and postpone, not particularly because of Carol's absence, but just because it would seem at that point like nothing was going to change.
Folks, the motion on the floor is, it was moved and seconded, pardon me, to adjourn this meeting to the next regularly scheduled board meeting, with this issue being the first item on the agenda. Is there any other discussion? Leslie.
Thank you. I have a question of clarification for our county attorney. Jonathan, in the event that I have to leave this meeting because I have to go take my medicine, is the vote based on a majority of those present, or is it has to be an 8 vote or a 9
eight.
Vote or something?
Has to be.
You need 8 votes.
You need 8 votes.
Right.
Thank you.
Martha?
Then I'm leaving. I hope there's a districting committee that's considering 14 legislators watching tonight.
Seemed like a good idea at the time, they said.
I want to ask about a quorum, and especially as considered with how many votes people are willing to take, whatever the number is. Jonathan, the number, if how many people need to be in the room to take action?
Well, the quorum is the majority of the legislature. If you don't, if you just barely make a quorum, you're probably not going to resolve the issue.
and it's a quorum of the full legislature. It's not a quorum of those present.
No, we need eight.
We need 8 people.
A quorum is 8 people. Okay.
All right. One more question. Come on, Peter.
Yeah, just in the hopes of speeding this along, I would like respectively to note that according to Robert's rules, a motion to adjourn is not debatable.
We're not debating. We're just getting clarification.
Well, we're
debating.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. I'm just pointing that out, okay?
Okay.
Now you tell me.
Exactly. Are there any items that need to be clarified?
Yes. You're calling a vote? And what's the vote?
We're calling... the motion on the floor, made by Jim and seconded appropriately, is to adjourn this meeting to the next regularly scheduled legislative meeting, which is our regular scheduled meeting, with the item of selecting a chair as the first item of business.
So, Frank, you should be all in favor so you could be chair for 2 weeks.
Let me tell you, this has been a three-pot meeting, and unless we can convince Kathy or someone else, Peter keeps running out making more coffee. I'm okay with 12 votes, but okay. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting, as described, please signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those opposed to adjourning the meeting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 to 5. Motion fails. Okay. Is there another motion to put forward on the floor? Should we?
Where are we?
We need to vote.
We don't need a motion. We just need to vote again.
Okay. The two candidates that are been put forward for chairmanship are Martha Robertson and Mike Lane. All those in favor of Martha Robertson, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. All those in favor of Mike Lane, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's tied at 7-7.
That was the fourth vote, right?
That was four. Is there another motion?
No motion, just vote.
No, just vote.
Shall we continue to vote?
Yeah.
I think the only motion which Frank is contemplating is a motion to open up the nominations for further nominations. Otherwise, just vote. But that's the motion, I think.
Is there a motion to open up the nominations? Hearing none, let's vote again. All those in favor of Martha Robertson for chair, please signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. All those in favor of Mike Lane, please raise your hand. 7-7. Okay.
Maybe you want to do it in the other order for variety.
You want a little variety? All those in favor of Mike Lane for chairman, please raise your hand. And I'm going to count the other way. 1, 2, 3.
Could the chair please raise his hand to vote with the rest of them?
I did. On every vote. Temporary chair. 7. All those in favor of Martha Robertson, please raise your hand. 7. 7-7. Fails. Jim?
The looking foolish meter is going up and up and up. It really is. I mean, I'm shocked at this behavior,
Are there any other motions?
Remake your motion.
I'll make the motion. Can we move to adjourn? Until the next legislature meeting?
Motion to adjourn till the next legislative meeting. Moved by Nathan, seconded by Jim. Discussion?
No discussion.
No clarification? Okay, all those in favor of adjournment, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Fails.
What was the number?
7-7.
What's the count? Would you guess?
7-7.
Oh. The count of how many ballots you mean, right?
Yeah. Six.
Well, that was just the adjournment ballot.
No, I know that.
Okay. Are there any other motions to consider? All those in favor, let's do the chairmanship again. All those in favor of Mike Lane for chairman, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. All those in favor of Martha Robertson for chair, please raise your hand. 7-7 Do you want to try the adjournment again, Nathan?
Can I do the motion again?
Sure.
I mean, is it going to change? I don't know. I feel like I'm in limbo right now. I'll move to adjourn. Sure. Why not?
Seconded by Jim.
I will.
Clarification? All those in favor of adjournment, please raise your hand. Seven. All those opposed? Jim, you can't vote twice, Jim.
No, I'm not voting twice.
Please put your hands up again. This is the opposition. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. Motion fails. Let's try the chairmanship again. Are there any other nominations? Is there a motion to open nominations? Okay, I don't see any. Okay, there's a move to open nominations. Is there a second? Fails for lack of a second, Kath.
They knew I was going to nominate myself.
Okay. All those in, let's try the chairmanship vote again. All those in favor, Martha, we're going to do it backwards this time. All those in favor of Martha Robertson for chair, please signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those in favor of Mike Lane for chairman, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7-7.
How many votes are we on now?
What are we on?
Eight.
It's got to be eight, Nathan.
All right,
thank you. Would anyone like to suggest another order of procedure?
Just keep going.
Okay. All those in favor of Mike Lane for chairman, please raise your hand.
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. All those in favor of Martha Robertson for chair, please raise your hand. 7. Deadlocked again. Peter.
I move to adjourn.
The motion to adjourn. All those in favor, seconded by Pat. All those in favor of adjournment, please raise your hand.
To the next legislature meeting, Peter.
Peter,
till the next legislative meeting.
To the next legislative meeting.
Thank you. Okay, please raise your hand. 9. All those opposed, please raise your hand. 5. We are adjourned till the next legislative meeting with the first order of business selecting the chair. I'd like to call a meeting of all department heads for 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.